Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let me tell you. Girl, you my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. We'll continue the conversation about Marcus Stroman. Hopefully Brian Cashman says something before we say goodbye here over the course of the next hour or so. I believe he was supposed to address the media at 1 o'clock today in Tampa, so we'll find that out. Did you see the MLB rankings last night, BT, at all, where they ranked the top players in the sport?
Yeah, so I saw what I need to see to have the discussion I assume we're about to have.
Yeah, I generally don't pay attention to this stuff. I certainly don't seek it out, but you happen to see it and then people talking about it. And everybody flipping out about it, whether their guys ranked too low or too high. But I think the number one takeaway for me, it was Francisco Lindor 6, Soto 4, Judge 2.
Yep.
I think Judge should be number one myself, based off of what he's done the last several years. I get it with I'm assuming it was Ohtani number one.
Witt was number 3.
Okay, and I wouldn't also put him 3. How could that be, though? It doesn't make any sense when they had Lindor ranked as a higher shortstop than him. Was it? I thought remember the MLB Network? Had
maybe it's different. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it is MLB overall. Well, whatever. It doesn't make any sense. And that's why these things are just like, it's great for talk show conversation. Oh, how could this guy be 3 or 4? Whatever.
Yeah, all right, that's why they do it. And then you reference the MLB Network, they get their clicks, and it's good to go.
That's exactly right. But for me, the number one thing is that the Mets are finally in the conversation with a legit tandem of stars, where Lindor wasn't there until last year. We had an MVP type season, and I think you could count on him for being that level of player, what he does at his position playing every day. But Soto's a mega star.
Yeah.
And we could pick apart his lack of defense or whatever, and Yankee fans can minimize the loss of Soto because they've built a good team and a deeper team and a better defensive team, sure. But let's not forget, and I really think there's a lot of Met fans, like, not everybody watches both teams. I think there are a lot of Met fans who don't even know how freaking good Juan Soto is. He was ranked the 4th best player in the sport. And Met fans were, a lot of them, more excited about bringing Pete Alonso back than they were about bringing Juan Soto in.
Well, I'm going to offer this up. I'll make a little concession. I didn't know how good Juan Soto was before I watched him every single night. I'm coming clean.
Right.
I knew he was amazing at 19 in the World Series, hitting lefties, doing what he did, and I knew he was a great hitter. And that's obviously where the other stuff is not as bad as some people make it out to be. It's not like he's Steve Balboni on the bases and
he's got
one arm in the outfield. Like, you know, he's not an elite defender. He's not an elite base runner, but his hitting and his approach and his mechanics and the trickle-down effect for the rest of the lineup, you have to watch him every night to appreciate it. And I know that Met fans know baseball as well as anybody. I think they're great fans. But even the great Met fans, you're going to watch him and you're going to learn something that you thought you knew that you didn't.
If you didn't watch him every day last year with the Yanks, you are going to learn something and you're going to be blown away by how impactful, how dominant he is. I feel like the top talking points about Soto's offseason haven't been, oh my God, he's a New York Met and what he's going to do to that team. It's been who's going to protect him in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been that he's not going to do what he did because he doesn't have Judge behind him. Like, it's been about the protection, what he had with Judge,
yeah,
and what he didn't have or doesn't have currently with the Mets. That, to me, those have been the main talking points, and those are mistakes because he's so good that while the numbers might come down a little bit, different stadium, you don't have Judge hitting behind you, maybe he's still going to put up comparable numbers. That's what he's done his whole career. He's always been the guy. When he was with the Nats, he was the guy, and he did it in the biggest spots, on the biggest of stages, and he's continued that throughout the course of his career.
I guess the only thing that I'm unsure about here, so, you know, and you know this because you're a wrestling fan like me, you know the term pop, like what kind of pop did you get from the crowd, right? I mean, I thought when Soto signed, I mean, you four lunatics were doing a podcast together. The pop was to the moon.
Right.
So are you pointing out, like, the initial reaction wasn't what you thought it would be, or that it's just kind of dissipated? Because, I mean, eventually that energy is going to die until the season starts back up. Yeah, I mean, what do you want them to do every day?
It died quickly.
So that's the problem.
I don't think the majority of fans understand the magnitude of what type of player the Mets just signed. Now, I'm not saying they don't know about Juan Soto, they don't look at his numbers or don't see his stats. I get it. But there wasn't enough of that. There was the initial excitement, and then it quickly goes to, yeah, but who's hitting behind him?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's next? No. And from the Yankee standpoint, I think a lot of Yankee fans were just trying to be like, oh my God, we just lost the superstar. They got to make a better team. And they did. Like, they go out there and build a different team so you could get excited about that. But the sting of losing Juan Soto has not been felt yet by the Yankee fan.
True.
It will, but the true sting will be felt. That hasn't really been felt. And the true impact of getting Juan Soto also hasn't been felt by the Met fan. It was the initial, oh my God, I can't believe we just got this player and got him from the Yankees. But then it was, who's hitting behind him? I'm telling you, I really do think the majority of fans are in for a pleasant surprise when they realize how. You know it. Yankee fans know it. Those of us who watch the Yankees every night know it, but I don't think Met fans are fully aware of the impact on a nightly basis Juan Soto's going to make.
I don't know that you could be unless you really watch him every night.
But we've seen him in New York, so that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe.
Yeah. We watch both teams. It's our job. But Met fans aren't watching the Yankees every night. Subway Series, I get it. I mean, it's not just the grind and the approach that everybody knows that he has in the batter's box, and then the residual impact on the guys in front of him, behind him. Obviously, you get the pitchers tired because he just makes you throw a million pitches. But, like, then, even the charisma. We knew about the Soto shuffle before he came to the Yankees, but every pitch, it's like Reggie-like. It's like, if I look at, like, the greatest showstoppers in terms of just stepping in a batter's box and presenting this aura, and no water, because I saw Reggie when I was young, but Reggie's off. Reggie, A-Rod in his prime, obviously Aaron Judge, Mattingly for me, but I know that that's a little different because he's my guy. I would say Griffey, not even like Pujols.
Bonds,
of course, there you go. And Soto, he's there.
And I can't wait to see it on a nightly basis with the Mets and see what type of impact he has. All right, Andrew is calling from Shirley. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Okay. What's up, man?
I have a clear answer, whether it seems right, wrong, between, as to why the energy seems like it dissipated. You know, day one is like the great, one of the greatest days as a Met fan. When you get Soto, you take it from the Yankees the whole nine yards. But listen, we're also smart baseball fans, and we understood that there were holes in, as it presently at that time, you know, stood, there were holes in on the team with no 100% guarantee at the time that we're going to fill. So in your head, you're like, wow, is there just this slight possibility that we're wasting year one, not having the protection? Maybe the rotation looks a little weak because I don't even think Minaya was signed at the time. So we had some things we had to hold out for that after day one, day two, it was like, all righty,
that's back to business.
Batting behind him type of thing.
But again, and thank you for the call, Andrew. I really do like Met fans think Pete Alonso is good, right? The majority of Met fans think Pete Alonso is good. Do the comparison of Juan Soto and Pete Alonso.
I mean, that's an interesting statement. I think that Met fans. Oh God, he's so complex, Pete. I'm so curious.
I do, but
let me just provide a little different context. I think Met fans know that he's flawed, but I think they love him. Like, I don't think they're overstating what Pete Alonso is at this point. I think maybe they did. No more.
Here's the way that I would say it, even more sensationalized. Juan Soto is going to be the best position player that has ever put on a Met uniform day one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, better than Strawberry, better than my guy Piazza, who I love, better than David Wright, better than Beltran,
yep.
better than Lindor. You name it, he's far better. Now, he's going to go out there and actually produce for this team, but a young, mega superstar, prime of his career, before even the prime of his career, at that level, at that caliber, Met fans have never seen a position player quite like this. And again, I'm not talking about all-around game. I'm talking about the impact he's going to have offensively.
Oh, yeah.
I just think, like, to the caller's point, Andrew's not wrong. And I remember saying the same thing. All right, well, yeah, now what? You're going to build out the team. Sure. But what you're doing there is overlooking or minimizing the true impact Soto's going to have. When you sign Juan Soto, it's not about who's behind him. It's about him. Yeah, you want to have a deep lineup for the other conversation. It doesn't mean Soto's going to make the Mets a World Series champion. I'm just talking about him and what he's going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you need to build out the team.
I know what you're saying.
But as far as his impact.
But I think the reaction was, and again, I didn't feel the first couple of days. I was like, this celebration is certainly with merit. I mean, Met fans were going bonkers, and rightfully so. Of course, it's going to dissipate here as you get to the matter of hand. And I think it was even more so because somebody that most Met fans love in Pete, nobody really knew what his future was. So it was kind of murky.
I know.
I'm just giving you, like, some background. Like,
I get it.
Yeah, like, boom, Soto's here. What, the best Christmas present you could open. But is there anything left in the stocking? And,
right,
you know, eventually you're a kid. You want to get to that next box. And the other boxes were empty until they got filled.
I guess, but the kid should be enjoying whatever present is right there in
front
of them.
But you know kids don't.
I know.
Think about when you were a kid. You went from one present to the next.
But I'm not asking kids here. I'm asking adults to appreciate the mega gift. Like, for me, and just some of the interactions that I've had with people, whether it's online or in person, like, it wasn't, after the Mets signed Soto, it wasn't, oh, my God, I can't believe we got Soto. It was, what's going to happen with Pete? What's going to happen with Pete? Well, it was driving me nuts because I'm like, wow. Like, I get it. You love Alonso, but do you realize what they just did? The magnitude of what they just did by bringing in Soto and what caliber of player he is? You're talking about a top player in the entire sport. And then the rankings come out and back that up. Not that you need that, but
yeah.
I mean, when was the last time the Mets had two top five or whatever, top six players in the entire sport?
I don't think ever.
Two top position players.
I don't think ever, honestly.
That's what I mean. But and the fans would fight us off last year saying, well, Lindor and Alonso were stars. And what we were saying, yeah, they're good. Lindor certainly turned into more of a star. But remember, last year Lindor was horrible.
Yeah.
Until he got moved into the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Notorious slow starter. The conversation was the Mets are awful and Lindor's getting paid a lot of money and he wasn't any good either for another year. That was the conversation. And fans were saying, well, Lindor and Alonso are good. Yeah, like they're good enough stars for the Mets,
mm-hmm.
but not in comparison with the other stars in the league. Now, after Lindor's emergence last year, and Soto here, their top two stars, potentially the emergence of Vientos, who knows, but their top two are as good as anybody in the sport.
I would put it this way, Sal. I think that, and I'm not talking about pitchers, because obviously Tom Seaver and young Dwight Gooden, and even, of course, DeGrom, and maybe one or two others. Position players. How often, the Mets have had some obviously really good players. You named them before.
Yeah, a handful.
A handful. Have they ever had a player that transcended the sport?
Right.
That's like maybe Piazza. When they got Piazza, he transcended the sport. I love David Wright. I think even more than you.
He didn't transcend the sport. Young Darryl, you maybe know better than me.
Young Darryl did probably as much as anybody. Probably he finished second that one year in the MVP. Should have won it. You know, but if you think about, like, even the great players when Darryl was coming up and Darryl was at his apex with the Mets, you had a young Bonds. You had Mike Schmidt still playing. You know, you had Tony Gwynn winning, you know, hitting 350 Boggs. You had, you know, Mattingly across town winning the MVP in 85. Like, I think Darryl's power in is just his body, his aura, like the package of, like, just the way he was packaged. I think it transcended. He just looked different than everybody else, but his statistics didn't transcend
the
sport.
Is,
the point is, I don't know that they've ever had somebody that transcended the sport. I know they never had anybody that like this.
And that's my point.
But having said all that, he's still got the second best right fielder in New York, which is just to set the record straight.
I agree with you. In the regular season.
No, you always have that. You can always hang your hat on
Not
that.
Not in October. By the way, we do have Cashman sound.
What'd he say?
You ready? We've been teasing it all show long.
Yes.
Let's listen to what Brian Cashman had to say about Marcus Stroman today.
Brian, understanding that Marcus had until February 22nd to show up, just what do you make of him missing a couple days at the start of camp?
No big deal. He's a pro. I know he's in a good, you know, state of mind and good shape. Glad he got here today. You know, he was here for the physicals too, so he really didn't miss anything. Certainly, you always want people there from the jump, but at the same time, getting to know Stro now since he got here last year, I also know what he knows what it takes to be ready, and so I got.
That's the only one we have right now. All right, yeah, we only need the one where he's going to answer the question. He's going to be asked about it when he's going to answer the question about what Stroman said. Not about his 2 day late arrival.
Mm-hmm. We'll get that.
What Stroman said is starting to come. You have that now, huh?
Here we go.
Okay, go ahead. Hit us with it.
Concerns.
This morning, he also said, "I'm a starter." Several times, he said he won't pitch in the bullpen. Where do you sit on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's vintage Stro. He's a competitor. I mean, he's fought his way through pro ball to being a hell of a starter for quite some time. You know, so as a competitor, you know, he is a starter. I agree with him. He is a starter. So let's just see how everything plays out. You know, 6 weeks of spring training thereabout is typically a lot of twists and turns and winding roads before you get to opening day. So let's, you know, we'll deal with, you know, opening day when we get there. We certainly hope everybody stays healthy and is pitching to their highest level. But I know that we have, you know, a lot of quality pitching in camp, which is a good thing to start with. But how you start is usually not how you finish. So we'll see how it all plays out. But I'm excited that he's back in camp.
See, I mean, that to me is different than we want him to go to the bullpen or we ask him to go to the bullpen. Cashman admitted saying, you know what, Stroman's right. He is a starter. Doesn't mean he's going to be a starter for the Yankees.
Yeah.
But they're going to take their time here, see how this shakes out. It wasn't like the Yankees said, we want Marcus Stroman on this team, but we want him out of the bullpen. That did not happen.
Well, he didn't say that. That doesn't mean he's not thinking that. But the answer, you can only react to what was just played, and that was absolute perfection. That's a masterclass on how to disarm people like us,
right?
How to disarm social media. I think it was perfect. You speak to his competitive nature. And that's what I said, too, by the way. You know, his height, his size, how he fought to get here. You talk about how he's a good player. You talk about how he knows what it takes to be ready, so it's not a big deal that he was a day late. He didn't miss his physical.
Right.
So by doing that, you're not further alienating Stroman.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Also presenting a positive message to teams that might be interested in trading for
him. Right, he's not going to hurt the trade value. But he did say, he said he's a starter, and I agree with him. And that's been the issue that people have had with Stroman, you know, saying, oh, he's not a team guy, whatever. In this particular case, at least not yet, or at least not publicly,
yep.
They didn't ask him to go to the bullpen. When they did last year in the postseason, he did.
Yes, they did. But he didn't have that innings limit on, you know, yep. Over his head at that point. So a little bit different circumstance there. But now ask if, and I don't know if they asked this, and if they did, maybe we'll play this when we get back. But if he went, and good questions, and media doing their job as they should, the next question should be, all right, Brian, so, you know, he's a starter. So if everybody is healthy, do you envision him being in the starting rotation?
Exactly.
And if he answered it honestly, which he shouldn't, because it could only further, again, alienate Stroman and bring problems that are unnecessary noise, we all know the answer is no, because he's not one of the five best pitchers. So what he says, I'm almost less interested. I'm from Cashman. I want to hear his tone. I wanted him to disarm people. Very benign response. Perfect.
We will have more from Cashman if, in fact, he does say anything of note. But when we come back, we'll power up with our best holiday, or not holiday, rom-com, you know, on the holiday of Valentine's Day here. Best love story rom-com movies. We'll give you our list when we power up, when we come back.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, here we go, BT, Valentine's Day edition. Power up with our top five rom-com/love story movies of all time. These are our favorites. I found this difficult. I don't know about you. We have not shared our list with each other, so there could be some repeats here. I have no idea where you're going to go. I had a hard time leaving some off here. I'm going to give you number five first, all right?
Okay.
And then you count it with number five.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it was tough. I agree. I left a few. I'm like, oh, how am I not getting
down
this
to
in
five.
Here?
Yep. I know. But I have
you
to
have an honorable mention? You want to at least give some love or no?
Yeah, I get three here that I'm trying to narrow down on five and four spots.
Okay.
I was going to do this in real time. So I'll give the honorable mention.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give the honorable mention to Titanic.
Great movie. Love the movie. Absolutely love the movie.
I feel bad leaving that off.
I didn't even think about that, actually, but it's a phenomenal movie.
I mean, I can watch that movie over and over. I know it's long, but that is a great love story.
Phenomenal.
Actually, I feel bad. You know what? I probably should make that number five. I think I have to have Titanic number five. I'm going to go with Titanic number five. The honorable mention was Wedding Singer.
Well, didn't you dress up with your mom?
Yeah,
didn't you go to a party with your mom dressed up?
No, what was Sandler concert?
Oh, yeah.
I just love that story, but overall, and I love the movie, but I think if I have to pick between the two, I'm going to go Titanic makes the list. So I'm sorry, Sam, man. I love you, and I love that song. And the story with him and Julia Guglia, all of that, but Titanic number five for me.
I can't believe that didn't make your list, so I'm very curious where you go the rest of the way. Now, again, these could be very loose interpretations, love stories, so this is a very, very unique way to frame this. I'll give you two very fast without even describing them. What didn't make my list, okay?
Okay, two that didn't.
Did not. Number one, Something About Mary. Thought about that.
Yes, okay.
And Can't Buy Me Love. From,
I'm not familiar with that.
That was like an 80s. That was with Patrick Dempsey. And I had such a massive crush on
the
Blonde.
So those are the honorable mentions.
Right. Number five, Dumb and Dumber.
What?
Dumb and Dumber. Are you kidding me? Think about the gist of the premise. Like, Lloyd Carroll.
Yeah,
well, that's why I say it's a unique way to look at these movies. Number one, it's one of my all-time favorite comedies.
Right.
But you look, Lauren Holly was, I mean, as high on my list as you could get for a good six, seven, 8 years. Starting from that movie, she was phenomenal. And, you know, Lloyd was trying to pursue her. Obviously, Jeff Daniels was trying to pursue her as well. So Dumb and Dumber. And that was when Carrie was at his apex. Absolute height. Number five for me, Dumb and Dumber.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There's
all right, number four. Boy, I'm starting to feel like a sap already. I mean, Titanic compared to Dumb and Dumber.
Love, sappy ones?
Number four, I have The Notebook. Now, that is my wife's number one movie. Mm-hmm. So she loves that. I asked her to give some thoughts on this. She did have some interesting movies. The English Patient, which I've never seen. She loved that one.
Yep.
Whatever. Anyway, this was one that that had to be on the list. She has it number one. I have it on my top. You've seen it, right?
I actually got teared up at the end. It's a great movie. It's
like,
phenomenal.
To me, I had to be at least touched in some way.
100%.
So Notebook, maybe it could be higher on some people's list. For me, it's number four.
I did not want to watch it.
Rachel McAdams.
Big fan.
Love her.
Huge fan. Did not want to watch it. Got pulled into watching it with Jen. Loved it.
That's the first time you've seen it, huh?
Yeah.
With Jen?
Haven't seen it in a very long time. It was like, I think we were dating. I don't even know if we were married yet. All right, number four. Again, I'm going to sound like such a shallow loser here. 40-year-old virgin. I mean, think about the premise. What does Steve Carell try to do?
Loving himself.
Try to get some. He's trying to get some. Yeah. And if this is about romance and trying to get, I mean, he's waxing his chest trying to get some. So, and I thought that their relationship, I'm forgetting the actress's name, his love interest. I thought they had a great on-screen chemistry, really good rapport. 40-year-old virgin, number four.
Okay, number three for me.
Yes.
Now's where I'm starting to get down to, like, those two. I like the Titanic and I like the Notebook. But, like, I love these next three.
Okay.
A Star is Born. The one
phenomenal.
The one with
Lady Gaga and
dude. Well, great. I know there was an original years ago. I still have not seen that, but I remember watching this movie in the theater with my wife. I love the soundtrack. Like, I play
me
that
too.
Regularly.
Me
the soundtrack
too.
Is great. Actually, it should probably be on one of the top five soundtracks. We've done that before, but we got to do that again. I remember, dude, just feeling that movie and being blown away by the end of it. Like, that movie touched me emotionally. I love that movie. A Star is Born, number three.
You saw that in the theater?
Yes.
Wow, we saw that on demand. Phenomenal movie. Yeah. Bradley Cooper. Remember when they sang together at the, I guess it would have been the Grammy?
Yeah, one of those award shows.
One of the award shows they did together. Yeah, it's funny. You know, I think what the audience is finding out, what Mihoff and Dove have long known, though you sometimes try to suppress or do suppress, Sally's got a big heart.
Yeah, well.
He does. He's got some sentiment in there. He does.
I'm very in touch with my feminine side, and yes, I am sensitive.
Number three, I don't think you've seen this movie. And if you have, I know you don't love it the way I do. Sideways. Remember that movie?
Yes. I don't.
Okay, Sideways was back in 2004. Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Giamatti.
I say Giamatti. Yes. That's great, Giamatti. Yeah. Paul Giamatti, idiot. And for number one, I think it's more witty than funny. And there is obviously a love story there. I think it's very, very well written, very intellectually written. I love that it's in Napa, Sonoma. I remember seeing it when Jen and I lived out in the Bay Area, matter of fact.
I don't think I've seen this.
Oh, it's
I've
awesome.
I've heard of it for sure.
He goes on a little bachelor, you know, there's some laugh out loud crazy scenes, man. He goes and plays golf with his best man, and his best man is with a girl. God, it's crazy. And when Giamatti dumps the bucket of Merlot over his head.
Right.
If you've seen the movie, you know. But the love interest is there. And it's, you know, again, this is very loosely interpreted. I'm going to go Sideways. Hoff, real fast. Have you seen the movie Sideways with Paul Giamatti?
No.
God,
Hoff is
suck.
Horror only. Hoff, have you seen any of these that we've talked about so far?
No, I've seen a lot of these movies, I think.
Titanic, Notebook, Star is Born, any of those?
Not Star is Born, but Titanic, The Notebook, I think I saw.
Okay.
Maybe not.
All right, okay. So did you give three so far?
That's number three, Sideways.
All right, so we're down to number two here, and this
Sideways
is tough
is
to not
awesome.
Make number one. Love and Basketball. Do you remember this movie?
I saw it.
Omar Epps.
I saw it. I like Omar Epps. I saw it.
Who's the girl I love? I keep forgetting her name.
Yeah, I forget her name, too. I saw it. Not on my list, but I liked it. It was good.
Now I'm embarrassed at myself.
Wait, is that the one Alex Houston was in? Now I'm getting confused with the... wait a second. Was it Basketball? Not Basketball Diaries.
No.
Alan Houston was in one.
No, yes. Sanaa Lathan.
I'm mixing up movies now, but I know what you're talking
love
about.
Love and Basketball.
Yep.
I freaking love that movie. There's just different chapters in it. That's a must watch, honestly. If you haven't watched that movie... Mm-hmm. I highly recommend you seeing this. I fell in love with it. It came out in 2000.
Early 2000s, right?
Yeah, it was a great.
Very good.
Both young kids playing basketball and friends. They grow up to be older. And
mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That is my number two, Love and Basketball. That's a phenomenal movie.
That's a good call. All right, number two for me. I'm going to hit you with also my favorite sports movie, baseball, The Bull Durham. Not only is it a love story, it's a love triangle.
Hmm.
You got three people vying for a little piece of the pie. You got Kevin Costner, you got Susan Sarandon, and you got Nuke LaLoosh. I mean, it's Bull Durham.
I've seen it. I don't recall touching the emotions here.
No, but again, this is not like me sobbing like, you know.
But the love story behind it. Yeah,
again, I preface all this with a very loose translation.
No, to each their own.
Loose. I thought about the Princess Bride with Andre. Like, there were so many different ways to go. But I said I'm going to keep it a little light and a little loose. And as long as there's some sort of love story connected, that's what I'm going with.
And I got more into the deep feels.
I got no problem getting into the deep feels. I do.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I get sad with certain commercials as I get older. I'm not kidding.
Oh, God, dude.
I do.
Any stuff now as a father, I have learned that as a father, I'm very sensitive to a lot of different things that normally I wouldn't think twice about.
And that's a beautiful thing. What was it somewhat recently? God, I forget what it was. I was just having a conversation with my son, and it was a deep one. I don't know that I would say what it was about, but it was a good moment for me and him. And I was tearing up, and he's like, "Dad, it's like you crying," and I'm like, "Well, you got two choices here. You can pretend that you're hiding your tears from your son, or you can let him know that whatever you're talking about
and
is
okay.
making." And I'm like, "Yeah," I'm like, "Daddy gets
it's
absolutely
okay.
yeah."
What's
yeah,
it about the Jets?
Yeah, it's a different type of cry.
Colt, they let Aaron Rodgers go.
Now, in contrast, because I know my answer, would your father ever cry in front of you when he was younger?
No.
Or when you were younger?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Like, the only time I remember seeing my father cry was when he buried his father.
I don't, I was too young when my dad's dad died, but I remember being on the bed when he got the call.
But it was a sign
from the hospital that his dad had passed away.
Yeah.
I was about five, and I remember my dad. I guess I could see tears, but never crying. No. Yeah, more as he's gotten older, actually more emotional.
It's funny you say that because I remember the call that my father got too, and I never forget it. I remember it well. He wasn't crying then, but at the burial is when he started crying. But the point is, crying back then.
Yeah, weakness. It was a sign of weakness for a man.
When my father was in the hospital, he didn't want to break down when he knew.
Oh, man.
Was rough, dude. Those were rough days. But to see him like that,
I didn't go to my grandfather's funeral, though, because my parents, and I get this, my grandfather on the paternal side, I was four or five, and they just thought it was too jarring for a four-year-old kid to see his grandfather in a casket. But I do, I think, listen, as much as I think men have gotten soft and weak, I think, and one aspect of the evolution of men is awesome.
It's stronger. You're stronger if you could admit that. All right, number one for me as we try to get back on track here.
What the hell's going on here?
Before I break down, Daddy, I miss you. 50 First Dates. I love...
Good movie.
The movie. I love the love story 100 times. I love the song to it. Forgetful Lucy, Sandman, Drew Barrymore, anytime they get together. So that's why it was easier for me to leave Wedding Singer off because they still had this one on.
Yeah.
That would be my number one rom-com, 50 First Dates.
Man, I'm almost like... I maybe have to do another list at some point. Like some ones that really make me sad that... there's a bunch. Again, I got no problem dropping a few tears watching certain things. I no problem. All right, number one for me. You ready?
Yes.
Again, an odd choice, but my choice. Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club.
I'm not as familiar with that.
Have you never seen The Breakfast Club?
I think I have.
We got to get this guy involved in some 80s movies.
No, I think I have.
You
seen
love
it.
The 80s.
The 80s were the best. I don't care. And I was younger. It's not like I was like dating. I was young in the 80s.
Was Emilio Estevez in that one?
Emilio was in it.
And who was the
Judd
girl?
Judd Nelson was in it. Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, Molly Ringwald.
I've seen it. I don't mean this to sound mean. Like, people my age, some guys, thought Molly Ringwald was like hot. Like, I never thought she was...
So who's the love story between?
It was the red hair, right?
No, I'm not saying that, dude. Come on, stop. It was going to take it a step too far. It was between Judd Nelson and Molly Ringwald. He was like the street, the street heavy metal, pot smoking, head banging, whatever, loser, high school dropout. And she was like the affluent, silver spoon, brilliant daughter whose dad owned everything.
Okay.
It's complete opposites. But the soundtrack and like the undercurrents of attraction... And eventually leading up to the end when they walk out and the song hits and she gives them the earring. Breakfast Club is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Hop, you have a movie that you want to end?
I have...
Stupid, worthless, no good.
I have a quick five.
Go Go ahead.
I have a quick five. All right, from I'm going to go year order. 92, Cuffs with Christian Slater and
never
Mila Jovovich.
No,
never
saw it. First film, great. 100 Girls, which has an amazing cast of awesome women.
Then never we got heard of it.
Just Friends, 2005. You know Just Friends. Ryan Reynolds, Amy Smart, great movie. Then My Bloody Valentine, 2009.
Oh, I know that one.
Good
I do
horror
know that
movie.
One.
And then 500 Days of Summer with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What was the, there was another movie. Oh, God. What was the other
movie? Missing out.
What was the movie? Oh, God. When
no.
Fear?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, forget it. I can just...
Was it a horror movie?
I can't even remember the actress's name that I was trying to remember, let alone the name of the movie. Forget it. It doesn't matter.
The Babysitter.
There's a lot that we left off there, too.
Actress in Babysitting?
BT and Sal.
Remember Elizabeth Shue?
We'll come back. I love Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
What did I like her in, though? She was in something
Adventures
else.
Adventures in Babysitting.
No. I liked her after that as well.
Karate Kid?
Karate Kid. There you go. I'm sorry. Yeah. BT and Sal. I'm getting texts about different movies. All right. BT and Sal and the fan. We'll come back. Finish up with your calls. 888-808-1019.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Vincent is in Wantagh. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, what's going on? I was just hoping to speak to BT about supporting Marcus Stroman instead of trading him away.
Okay.
Specifically because Gleyber Torres is gone. And so defense is going to be a lot better with Jazz Chisholm up the middle. And also you had Anthony Rizzo booting balls at first base as well. So I think between Goldschmidt and Jazz Chisholm up the middle, you'll see that ERA jump down to that 3.95 from a year before.
Well, I mean, that's why before the comments today, I hadn't had the position, wasn't taking the position, got to trade Marcus Stroman. I didn't think he was valueless. What I think now, though, is that his position... And combined with where he is as a pitcher, makes it untenable for me. Do I think it'd be better with a better infield? Of course, because he's got one of the highest ground ball rates in baseball. I get that.
You got anything to volley there, Vincent?
Yeah, and the previous caller as well said he had give up a bunch of web league and home runs. I just think that was factually incorrect.
Now Vincent,
as well,
I'm just curious why you couldn't make that point to both of us and you wanted it specific to BT.
I felt like he was really pushing it just because of his comments today.
Yeah, it was funny because usually callers don't call and say, I mean, sometimes it happens, but...
Yeah, like if they have like a specific...
Yeah, but in this particular case, I was like, oh, well, what's going on here? But I thought it was a very good call and he brought up a very good point and something I told you, I mentioned that Joe Beningo and I did the show at Amazing Day out at Citi Field and we had Clay Holmes on. And he alluded to the fact that some of his struggles last year were because of the poor defense behind him. So the Yankees have upgraded the defense, meaning that maybe they get a more effective Marcus Stroman. It's really closed the story, BT. Stroman started the day. In case you missed it, check it out on the Free Odyssey app. We've gone over it, had some fun along the way as well. So it's been a good show. Check it out on the Free Odyssey app. Stroman started the day by telling media he's a starting pitcher. That's his plan. He's a starter. He's not going to pitch in the bullpen. And Cashman saying, I agree, he is a starter. They got 6 weeks basically to figure something out, whether it turns out to be an injury, whether a move. Obviously, we know what's going to happen. The Yankees are going to try to trade him, and you just need to find a willing partner, assuming that no injuries or anything happens in their current starting rotation.
Yep, that's why as soon as Cashman uttered his final syllable at that press conference, he probably went right back to his phone and went back to texting a couple of GMs and started talking turkey on a Stroman deal.
And I do wonder what the return would be, if anything, or it's just a matter of who's going to be eating the money. And then it comes down to, would you rather just have Stroman? Let's say somebody's like, yeah, we'll take him, but we'll eat $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would you rather pay Stroman $10 million to go away?
Yep.
Or keep him here in kind of insurance, at least for the next 6 weeks? Once you get it in the season, I don't know what good it's going to do to have him hanging around if there's no spot for him.
Well, think about that. Clark Schmidt got hurt in like May or June. Remember, Clark Schmidt started last season healthy, then he got hurt. So just you can enter spring training with five horses ready to go, at least on paper. And, you know, April 20th, May 9th, June 2nd, you know, somebody could go down and Stroman's value would obviously increase. You don't just give him away and you don't necessarily attach a meaningful prospect to further incentivize somebody to pull the trigger on the deal. But what you do is, and this is what I want to see him do, go get Arenado. Yeah. Go get him. They might just get him.
I don't think that that's going to happen.
They might not, but get him.
Hoff also said, well, they definitely need a third baseman. Hoff also said that Cashman mentioned they are currently in negotiations with Aaron Boone to extend his contract. Obviously, he's on the final year of his deal. We've heard this before, but Cashman saying it again, so right from the horse's back.
I think it's awesome. The more Booney sticks around, the more BT and Sal can pummel him in the World Series. And by the way, I know that you'll be into this at some point on Sunday. Johnny's and Creighton for
what
first
time?
Place, 3 p.m. at the Garden.
You'll be there.
It is. I'll be there. It's a massive showdown. It's obviously a tough one against Nova the other day. St. John's trying to get back on the horse, get a win. Big, big game.
Enjoy the weekend,
you
BT.
You too, man.
Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks, everybody. Called and listened. We appreciate each and every one of you. Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy your weekend. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.